Hey, honeys, get excited. It is officially Male March on Natch Butte. The guests are great, and you're going to have a fun time this month. I'm just going to give a couple little spoilers so everybody knows to tune in. This week, we're talking to Edwin Monson, makeup artist to me, friend. He gets all into his life of a makeup artist and up the ranks in L.A. and gives great advice on products. Then, next week, which is going to be on the 16th of March, we have Jonathan Van Ness, who, if you are watching Queer Eye on Netflix, you know he is one of the Fab Five. We have an amazing conversation. You're going to flip out, so definitely bookmark that on your cow, baby, okay? Then, on Friday, March 23rd, we are going to be speaking with Richard Arthur. Richard Arthur is an Instagram baddie, and he is here to talk to us. His Instagram is The Official Ariel. He is a princess cosplayer, makeup artist, an Instagram baddie. Gives us lots of fun, exciting advice on makeup, the products he uses, costumes, wigs. We have a great time. You're going to love it. And the last March guest is TBD, so you're gonna have to tune in and wait and see who the last male in all male March is. And in April, we got lots of exciting guests. I'm gonna be speaking with Amy Spaulding, who is an author. She has a new book out. We're going to be speaking with Rachel Bloom, which is I'm going to record her at South by next week, which is very exciting. We've got a lot of fun guests. You're gonna love it, baby. Speaking of South by, so today makes the first day of South by Southwest Festival in Austin, and my live recording is right around the corner, so I'm going to do one last ditch effort to tell everybody about South By, just in case there's anybody listening that is going. So I'm very excited to return to Austin. It is the city where I came of age, to say the least, okay? So there are some exciting stories I'm going to be telling at my live show. I went to college in Austin, and it changed my life, and I'm very exciting. I'm going to be all over the place in Austin. If you go to NashButte.com right now, I did a blog this week all about South By where I have links and schedules of all my appearances and various things I'll be doing. So if you happen to be going to South By, go to NashButte.com, click on that. You'll see everywhere I'm at. And if you see me, I encourage everybody to come say hello. I will most likely be wearing my signature pink fur coat. Be looking for that. And I'm ready to see you and meet you. So come say hello. I will also be tweeting and Instagramming updates to my whereabouts. I'm trying to get out as much as I can because I've never been to South by Southwest, which is insane because, again, I went to University of Texas and I was in the film department and they were like, hey, do you want to go to South by? You're in the film school. And I was like, no, I want to go to Cabo and drink for spring break. So I never went, which is insane. But guess what? I don't drink now. So I'm going to be at every party and every event and every screening. So everybody check out NashView.com. So starting Sunday, March 11th, I'm hitting the ground in Austin. The first place I'm going to be hitting is the Wellness Expo, which is, I'm probably going to be there around noonish. You do not have to be a badge holder to attend this event. So go to NashView.com. You can click the links and see exactly all the information. But the reason I'm going is because I'm always trying to find new wellness brands to shout out on NashView. And one of my favorite brands in the whole wide world, Source Vital Apothecary, which is a Houston-based brand, is going to be there. And get excited. If any honey goes up to the Source Vital booth and says the password, cream your neck and keep your fringe fresh, they're going to give you a huge discount on anything that you purchase. So if you're going to buy anything, guess what I recommend? The Diozine deodorant, baby. Literally the only deodorant that doesn't make me stink like a dirty garbage man, okay? I love their deodorant. They have several scents. Check it out. They have custom facial cocktails. They have custom masks. I'm going to be hanging out at Source Vital's booth, and I say if you're in Austin and you want to go do something fun, you don't need a badge to go to the Wellness Expo. Check it out. Go say, cream your neck, keep your fringe fresh at Source Vital and get you a discount, baby, okay? And it's a big discount. I'm not talking 15, 20%, okay? We're talking upwards of 30, 40%. So go. Check it out, baby, okay? Then on Monday, March 12th, I'm very excited about this. On the episode with Throwing Shade, Erin Gibson was saying how she wants all her makeup at the end of 2018 to be all female-owned indie makeup brands. And I said, yes, honey. And she shouted out a company called The Lip Bar. The Lip Bar is a Black-owned indie brand. And get excited, the founder of Lip Bar, Melissa Butler, is moderating a panel about challenging the status quo in beauty. And guess who's on it? Your girl, Jackie J! That's right, I manifested this. I'm very excited. I'm very excited about that. So, it is Monday, March 12th. It is at 3:30, and it is at South by Southwest. It is at 700 Trinity Street. But again, you should look all this up on Nashby.com just so you know where, when, scheduling, whatnot. I'm just telling you I'm excited about this panel, and y'all should go if you're going to South by. So get excited for that. I'm very excited. Oh, and also, Lip Bar is at Target now. So if it's a fun way to vote with your wallet to support Black entrepreneurship and female entrepreneurship in this country. So go to Target and get a Lip Bar lip. And vote with your wallet and get excited about that. And then, obviously, the Nashbute meetup is going to be on Monday. What day? Oh, the same day. Monday, March 12th, the Nashbute meetup is happening at 6 p.m. at Craft, which is on Cesar Chavez Street. You do not need a South by Southwest badge. Just come and meet me and hang out with the ATX honeys, baby. Again, all info, Nashby.com. Then Wednesday, here we go, baby. Buckle up. Wednesday, March 14th at 12:30 at the Fairmont, which is where all the podcasts are recording. Nashbute Live is happening. It is a special South by Southwest edition of Nashbute being recorded in front of a live audience. My guest is Rachel Bloom. We are planning some fun stuff. We have some choreography. We have giveaways. We have a live makeup demo from local MUA Erica Miles, aka my cousin, who I've talked about on Nashbute before. She's going to be doing a live demo in front of the audience. She's so knowledgeable. It's going to be exciting. And then again, I told you, Rachel and I are going to be discussing our college days because I'm going to be reminiscing on Austin and my fun times there. Rachel's going to tell us about all kinds of things, her favorite products, her self-care. We're going to take Q&A from the audience. Everybody come. And please, if you're like, I live in Switzerland, I don't care. Listen. Tell everybody you know that's going to South by, okay? I really want a nice crowd. We're going to have a good time. Okay, that is all I have today. So get excited for All Male March and enjoy Natch Butte and celebrate yourself and your beauty and men and women and everybody. It's going to be a beautiful time. And go to South by. Thanks.
You are a natural beaut. You are a Natch Butte, Natch Butte. Natch Butte, na 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 na, Natch Butte. Oh yeah.
So baby, come cream my neck, and baby, I'll keep your fringe fresh, a little bit cruelty free, and baby, that's how I want it. A little less conversation and a little more play my podcast, 'cause I'm such a Natch Butte, a Natch Butte, a Natch Butte. Hey hey.
Shit, I nailed that. I'm not even going to be modest.
Honestly,
I worked so hard on that.
Completely blown away.
I like worked on it in the car because it's morning and my voice isn't warmed up. And I was like, am I going to crack? Can I do Ariana
it's
justice?
Cold out, guys.
I'm telling you, it was
it's
a rough
cold.
Morning. So, welcome to Natch Butte. I sang that song in celebration of All Male March.
Woo.
Because that's where we're at. It is March. Can you believe it's March? Time is marching by. It's All Male March. I wanted to give a little love to the divas of the now. Mm. So I chose an Ariana tune to open Natch Butte. And clearly my guest was into it.
Oh, yeah.
Because he's young. And he keeps me cool. I consider him my Latino son.
I'm the Ricky Martin you never knew you needed.
Yes, exactly. So everybody, welcome makeup artist Edwin Monson.
Hello.
To Natch Butte. And you listen to Natch Butte.
Yeah, I'm a honey.
So you get everything I'm doing.
Yes.
And I feel like that's really going to play to your advantage.
Like, I'm not a two-hundy, but I'm a honey.
I think that's the best you can be.
I mean, a two-hundy is like peak, but you know.
But we didn't meet. How would you have known I existed?
Exactly.
How did we meet? Do you remember?
I'm gonna go ahead and credit Molly Tarloff.
Yes.
Because I did her makeup for this thing where after that I started following her, and then a few people had like put Natch Butte in my ear, like, oh, you should listen to this, oh, you should listen to this. But I was only listening to, like, you know, murder podcasts, as you do while you're driving alone.
Yes.
And then I finally saw that Molly was on. I was like, you know what? This is it. This is my introductory episode. And it was a gateway drug. I'm a full honey. I'm fully addicted.
Well, I welcome you. So we became friends through Molly. We met at the Urban Decay party.
Yeah,
do you remember?
Yeah, for
that
sure.
That was the only party I ever got invited to. That's okay.
Same. I mean, I don't get invited to things. I get plus one things, which is
me
great.
Me too. I'm all about that plus one life.
I'm very, yes, give me that plus one
life. I don't mind
life.
At all.
100%.
Because I go to like Emmy events with Catherine and you know, it's, if you don't see all this, but I didn't know this either, but it's all PR stuff. So basically get a PR rep and then they walk you to the carpet and they hand a piece of paper with your name and like what you're known for down the paparazzi camera crew. So they all know, because I'm like, how do these guys
I've
know literally everyone?
Yeah, I've seen it happen, but I'm just like, what? Like I've never actually done an award show for myself, obviously.
Yeah.
I mean, goals. But I've been. So, like, I had a client where I had to walk the red carpet for the Grammys with her. And, I mean, it was really, really fun, really exciting because you're surrounded by, like, everybody you idolize.
Oh, yeah. I can't even imagine.
Madonna walked by and I died.
Oh.
Sia walked by and I also died. Yeah. Like, I was standing behind Gwen Stefani for a hot second. Nobody knew except for my aunt who texted me. And she was just like, look alive. And I was just like,
Well, that's like, the thing. If you look in the background, you see all the publicists and the assistants with the blackberries and everything.
There was
But it's really interesting because they literally were, they like go, oh, hey, you, not famous person, can you move out of the way?
Mm-hmm.
And you're not even allowed on the red carpet. They don't even let you near it. It's all very interesting. Someday, I can't wait. It'll be my moment.
It'll be
okay?
Great. I'm here.
Yeah,
I'm
you'll
here
be
for
there.
It.
You'll
we'll
be
do your makeup.
That
It'll
nose.
Be great, yeah.
Yes. So we have so much to discuss. But the first thing I want to talk to you about is like your career trajectory. Because I know my son's been working his whole life.
Yeah.
You've like been you're one of those self-made people that like always had a job and hustled all the way up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I find it very interesting, your retail trajectory. So let's start with how did you get into the makeup field? Like, did you think you wanted to be a makeup artist like early on? How did that become a goal in your head?
I didn't know that I wanted to get into makeup. I started doing makeup courses with theater, because I did theater, I did musical theater, I did dance, vocal, all that great stuff that you do.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, that was, I used to dance and like sing competitively.
Honey!
And then, yeah, but then it was so stressful that
it's
I was
so
just
hard.
Like, I'm very cool, thank you. So I stopped. But Macy's was hiring, and the only department, I needed a job. Like,
yeah.
I left H&M because I was just like, you know what? Not down for folding clothes.
So you've literally, like, did you turn 16 and you got a job?
I turned 14 and I got a job.
Okay, so yeah, so you're a hustler. My son has work ethic. So you were folding tees at H&M.
I was, like, going into my freshman year of high school as a lifeguard at, like, at a water park. And so that's where I learned to sunscreen, like,
yes.
Crazy.
Yes.
Because otherwise I would just be, like, one crap-colored person.
Yes.
But yeah, so Macy's was hiring, but the only department they were hiring was cosmetics. And I was just like, well, at this point in my life, I know how to do certain makeup. Like, mm-hmm. I could do theatrical makeup. And if I could just learn to tone that down and make that work for the everyday woman, then I should be fine. But what I do know how to do is sell myself.
Yeah.
And confidence gets you far. So I was able to get hired in. I was like started off as a beauty on call, which is not a bad place to start.
What does that mean?
So
Macy's, I've never worked
like,
retail.
Like, yeah, well,
I've waited tables though. Don't get it twisted. I've paid my damn dues.
Blessed.
I've just never worked retail, which is insane.
Consider yourself blessed. So like when you work in a department store, you kind of you can get hired directly into a line that usually comes with some cosmetics experience.
Right.
Or
like you work at the blank counter.
Yes.
Right.
Or you can get in as beauty on call. And beauty on call basically means if someone needs a day off or wants to take an extra day off or whatever and they need coverage, you will be that person, you know, amongst a pool of others.
So you float.
I was a floater.
Okay.
I was a beauty on call as a floater. And I did that for all of a week and a half. And then Estee Lauder was the first company that was just like, him right there, him.
Yeah.
We need him. And I got recruited. I had interviewed for Bobbi Brown,
mm-hmm.
and I had interviewed for Estee Lauder. Bobbi Brown loved me, but my department manager was just like, no, I don't think you're strong enough to do this. And I was like, oh, okay. But Estee Lauder, without a doubt, was just like, no, we want him. So I worked for Estee Lauder for about 3 years. I worked.
Whoa!
Yeah.
So hold on. You were floating around the floor of Macy's for a week and a half. Yeah. You were so fierce that Estee Lauder was like, honey, you better come to this counter.
Estee don't play.
Poached you.
Yeah. When Estee wants something, they get it. And that's, you know, one of the things I like about the company. I wish they had different policies with animal testing.
Right.
But alas, you know, the Chinese business is strong for Estee. So for that reason, you know, they kind of do that. But they know what they want. And as a business and as a businesswoman, Estee Lauder is goals. Like, honey, she started it all.
Yeah. She owns everything, too.
She owns everything. Well, she made it possible for a lot of things, for a lot of brands to be around even today. Like Youth Do Fragrance, which everybody may not know it by name, but if they smell it, guaranteed you'll be reminded of someone.
Interesting.
And that was what she started the line with. And she went to, you know, a department store and was just like, I would like to sell my fragrance here. They're like, you know what? Sorry, my customers really wouldn't go for this. Like, she had 100 units with her ready to sell. And they're like, our customers don't really care for this type of fragrance. I'm sorry. She went down to the sales floor, dropped a bottle, sold 99 units. And that was the last retailer she went into.
Wow.
She was like, okay.
This is like the precursor to Shark Tank right here.
Yeah, she's the original. But so I did Estee Lauder.
So for 3 years you worked at Macy's, the counter?
No, I actually only worked at Macy's for about one year.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to do a full-time position because I was only part-time. And Macy's was like, we're not gonna give you a full-time position. The counter doesn't make enough or whatever the reasons were. So Estee Lauder's like, fine. We'll take them. So I actually joined the Estee Lauder like regional freelance team, which means I had like every store from San Diego to Bakersfield. And then I became like a featured regional artist, which meant like you could go to your local Macy's from San Diego to Bakersfield and like book your appointment to get your makeup done by me. And like it would be like a biography and all that stuff. And it was a lot of fun. I learned a lot with that line, but I kind of always knew it was a stepping stone.
Right. You're not going to grow old doing makeup at Estee in Bakersfield.
No, certainly not.
But if you are, good for you.
Hey.
That's wonderful. To have job security.
Oh, for sure. One of the ladies I idolized was there. Like, she was well into her 70s. And she's like, sweetheart, I got brushes older than you. And I was, and she did.
Yeah.
And she showed me. And they were in mint condition, like, and she used them. She just had great care of them. So, I mean, if you want to grow old with a brand, I'm all for it. It's just not where I was at.
Right, because you wanted to move to Hollywood, baby.
Yes, all of an hour away from where I was at.
Hey, that hour makes a big difference.
It sure does.
So, from there, where'd you go? Because I've heard, you've told me stories about Nordstrom. You've told me stories about all your jobs.
So when I freelanced with Estee Lauder as a regional artist, I also freelanced with MAC.
Mm-hmm.
MAC, one of the MAC managers walked up to me and she was just like, hey, listen, your artistry isn't like 100%, but we could teach artistry. What we can't teach is how to be nice.
Yeah.
And a lot of the girls don't know that. You know, they don't know how to talk to people. They don't know how to make connections. They don't know how to keep connections. That's what we can't teach. But what we can teach is how to do artistry. So MAC actually gave me the opportunity to work for them as a freelance artist. And the area that I worked in for MAC, which is because this at this point I was living in the Inland Empire.
Mm-hmm.
So many like influencers came from that.
Interesting.
So freelance.
Oh, from the MAC world, you mean?
Honey.
Oh, yeah, everybody.
No, from the Inland Empire specifically.
Oh, interesting.
So Mac Daddy,
mm-hmm.
he was at Mac. He was at Mac at Nordstrom. My friend Julie Palafoxia, Mac Nordstrom. Henry, which is, I think, Hank and Henry now on Instagram. Like, all these influencers just started from the Inland Empire and then kind of just moved their way to L.A. and, like, started doing that.
And I also feel like I'm not as well-versed as you, but I hear a lot of, like, the big YouTube beauty gurus all started at the MAC store as well.
Mm-hmm. MAC has a lot of artistry training, which is great. They have they have training on everything.
Yeah.
The MAC was the only retailer or, you know, somebody who sold cosmetics that I knew that, like, on a Monday would be like, hey, so take an hour out of your day and we're going to show you how to do airbrush makeup. Do we sell airbrush makeup here? No. But we want you as an artist to be strong enough to know how to do that confidently. And Not a lot of brands will do that.
Mac, come on, get your act together, Mac.
They're trying, and they're trying to get China's act together.
Yes.
You know?
That's what I mean.
Everybody needs to get their act together on that.
It's just Mac does so many good things.
Yeah.
So, and they have such beautiful colors, mm-hmm. and they're so inclusive, shade-wise.
Well, and their Viva Glam collection is done so much for HIV/AIDS research and awareness that you're just like, I want to give you my money.
Right.
But, girl.
Yeah, we got to get that. I don't know. The animal testing with Mac thing. They are vocal about it, though. Mm-hmm. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
They at least start the conversation. It might be a little shady the way they approach their views, but they at least don't back down from the convo, which I appreciate, because there are certain brands benefit. I see you. Mm-hmm. They straight up pretend they don't test on animals. Mm-hmm. They're like, no, we don't. I'm like, motherfucker, we see you on Chinese Sephora. We see you. Anyways.
I think they're slowly... Don't quote me on this, but I think the Sia Viva Glam collection was not sold in mainland China. So she was just like, I can't control the whole brand, but maybe I can control my
lipstick. Because everybody started flipping out on her.
Which, like, progress.
I'm telling you that the more and more people find out and comment, I mean... This is how we take people down.
Well, I mean, yeah, but we love our furry friends.
Yes.
And there's no reason for this.
And we'll talk more about that when we get to, like, your kit and everything.
Okay.
So you're at Mac, you're airbrushing people.
Yeah, I'm at Mac and Estee at this time. And then I moved to LA, continued freelancing for Mac and Estee, because that was like, you know, I knew that it was the same territory. So I was like, well, I can move to LA and work in those stores.
So at this point, were you thinking like, okay, I think this might be my living? Or were you still just kind of riding this?
I was like, this might be my living.
Yeah.
I was like, for sure, this might be my living. I was very set in my head that I was like, I'm going to be a retail artist. I'm going to be a national artist.
Yeah.
For Estee Lauder.
Not a bad job.
It's not a bad job. It is actually a pretty great job. It's, you know, it's salary. It's, you know, it's medical. It's 401k. And you get to travel. So I was like, this is not a bad place to be in.
Especially so young.
Especially so young.
Because like you said, you were probably working with people that were much older than you. You were a baby at this point, right? Like early 20s?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. For sure. I was 22.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. You got started quick.
Yup. Sure did. I started at 20. But yeah, so I moved out here with those brands, but then Bobbi Brown actually offered me a full-time position at my freelance rate, which is a good, solid rate. So I worked for Bobbi Brown behind the counter for 2 years, which was excellent. It was across the street from my house. It was so cool. I learned so much as an artist from all the brands that I've worked with, but Bobbi Brown specifically, I learned how to match all skin tones. I learned how to correct all skin tones.
And when you say you learn, this is just from somebody senior that you kind of watched and learned from, and then you got to do it on customers, so you learned on your feet.
Well, yes and no. With Bobbi, before you even get to a counter, well, not before you even get to a counter, but when you get hired in with Bobbi Brown, you may work the counter for like a month or two, but they will send you to a basic training, and your basic training is 3 days, and you learn the ins and outs of their skincare, of their foundations, of their color, and that's where you learn a lot, and you learn color correction, because a lot of times people use the wrong correctors to correct things, and you're just like, why is this not working? Why does this almost look worse? They'll go through all that. So
I need to take that class. I'm going to get hired for 3 days.
Everybody needs to take that class. It's one of the frustrating things for me about, like, you know, you go to the popular page on Instagram and you see people putting like bright yellow underneath their eyes or red lipstick underneath their eyes, but they have, you know, a lighter skin tone. You're like, that does nothing for you, girl.
They just see people doing it on the internet.
It's trendy. It makes a cool thumbnail. So they're like, let's go for it. No, if you have purple underneath the eyes, you want to use like a bright pink. The bright pink is going to color correct the blue underneath the purple. And then when you put on your yellow concealer on top of it, you're perfectly neutralized and you don't have a gray cast. That's what you want.
Just got me so excited for the rest of this interview because I have so many makeup questions. And you don't even know what they are, and I'm so excited.
I'm nervous.
I wrote them all last night, baby. I was going to, like, poll the audience, but I said, I want to hog you.
Okay.
I think I have enough material that we can go without anybody
I can handle this.
Interfering. Yes. So that's exciting. So then 2 years there. You clearly were having a good time.
I was having a great time. Me and my camera manager, Ashley, were best friends. She is the kindest person I've ever met. She's from Little Rock, Arkansas. So she's super Southern, super cute, sweet. Like, she's a ride or die. Mm-hmm. And there are not people like that in Los Angeles.
Yeah, it's hard to find.
And heaven forbid somebody said anything negative about me, she would be like, absolutely not. And let me tell you why. And she will, like, read you your rights. And there are not a lot of people like that. So I was very comfortable at Bobby Brown. I stayed there for a long time. But, you know, her and I both kind of left around the same mm-hmm. time. So I went and worked for Hourglass. Hourglass, cruelty-free.
Yes, vegan.
Was new to Nordstrom. I was the 10th door inside of Nordstrom, and I was a counter manager of that line. That was a move for me because I wanted to grow and be a business manager and understand the business aspect as well as like the artistry aspect. So, and I was very excited to work for Hourglass because they are like high impact color. They're vegan. They're cruelty free. Well, not all vegan, but like some.
But they're slowly, I think they're going to be by the end of the year or something.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it was such a cool line to work for. Carissa Janes, the creator of Hourglass, also is a product developer for Urban Decay and Fresh.
Oh, nice.
And she's an ingredients junkie. So, you know, like most cosmetic brands, people who are the head of those cosmetic brands develop products for themselves and they end up working well for a lot of people. So like their Immaculate Foundation is not for everyone, but if you have an oilier skin type and you have acne-prone skin, Immaculate Foundation is the best thing because oil-controlling foundations usually have calamite clay. Calamite clay is great. It will get rid of oil. Calamite clay also gets rid of the hydration in the skin. So it gets rid of the oil in the water. Carissa Janes was the first one to have cashmere calamite clay, which just gets rid of the oil but keeps the hydration.
Listen to this.
And with the testing of that, like, they actually found out that it was getting rid of acne scarring.
Whoa.
So, like, little things like that. Yeah. You know, like, I want to work for this brand because they care about ingredients.
Well, Hourglass is not cheap.
Yeah. Oh,
but
honey,
they're worth the money.
Well, they're not cheap, but they're also not making crazy overhead. You know what I mean? They're also like, they're making good money and
yeah.
they're expanding at a beautiful pace, but they're not compromising ingredients for that.
Right.
That is not something you can expect from Hourglass. And they're independently owned, meaning there's not
Estée
L'Oreal
hasn't bought them up yet, honey.
I don't think she'll sell.
Right.
Because, yeah.
Because it's the integrity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, that's super great. That's even more exciting to support a woman-owned indie business.
Mm-hmm.
But their products are so beautiful. My
yeah.
whole wedding was all Hourglass makeup.
Yeah, their primer.
Kat Bardot is like a huge fan.
Yeah, Hourglass is fantastic. Their ambient powders are beautiful.
Yep.
Their primer, amazing. Any foundation you put on top of that will repel water.
What about that stick that's like super, super thick?
It's a lot of coverage.
Yeah.
But if you have proper hydration underneath the skin, you can sheer that baby out.
But what if you don't? I mean, I feel like we've talked about this. I was like, the next foundation I purchase that is literally a mask. I'm talking the fullest coverage you get. I want to buy that stick.
That stick is beautiful.
Yeah.
It blends really, really well. It has good wearability. When I left Hourglass, that was getting introduced. So I didn't get to play with it that much. But the coverage is incomparable. I mean, you've got a 2-in-1. That's a concealer and a foundation in one.
Right.
And depending on how you do things, that is all you need. You know what I mean?
I don't have any concealer on today.
You look great.
Are you impressed?
Oh, I'm very impressed.
You've been
working on that under eye. You've been getting that eye cream.
I know,
in,
but
honey.
I'm still, I don't know what to do. I think I just need to, you know what, Jackie? You're 33. Just your under eyes aren't as fresh. And that's just what I got to deal with. Because I don't think, I'm not opposed to getting filler because I'm an actor.
Well, we want that to be the
and
last
I want to
step.
Look good, but I don't want to look fake and I don't want to look too done. It's a whole
well,
thing.
You have to have expression.
But I don't have any, I'm not bragging here, but I don't have any, a socket.
Mm-hmm.
It's full.
Yeah.
I don't have
there's
any.
There's nowhere to inject.
There's
there.
No volume loss. It's just the texture.
Mm-hmm.
So what can I do? I just have to keep. We'll talk about under eyes when we get to something. So,
okay.
So hold it.
It's fine.
Because Edwin, when he does my makeup, my fucking under eyes, I look like a teenager. And I'm like, what the fuck did you do? You're a wizard. He'll tell us.
It's the right consistency of eye cream.
Right.
That'll make a difference.
Well, we'll
listen. We'll get there.
Okay, we'll talk about it. Okay, so when did you decide to like start taking clients and working on movies and TV? Like, how did that transition? At this point, you are trained to the gods.
Having been out in L.A., I got offered some jobs, and I was doing some set work. I did a lot of drag queen music videos, which were the funnest set days
ever. Oh, I've seen your website. I've seen some, baby. You did an Adore Delano video, right?
Honey, yeah.
And I've done my laundry in that laundromat.
Have you really?
Yeah, because sometimes if I have a bunch of errands to run and auditions all around the day, I'll just pack my clothes and I'll just Yelp the best laundromat in the area. Yeah. And it like had amazing reviews. And yeah. I was like, oh, I love, you know, this area of town.
And we paid for the location. We're like, hey, so, you know, we're going to shoot here for like about 4 hours. Because it really realistically was like 4 hours. What's the rate? He gave us a rate. He's like, but customers still have to be able to wash and dry.
Oh my gosh.
So we legit had like customers like washing and drying.
Hey, but it's free extras.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been in there folding up my.
You very well might have been.
Yeah.
There's like five or six people in there, but you know, this is before, it wasn't quite before, you know, everything started blowing up, but it's before they started giving these drag queens a lot of budgets for videos.
Right.
Now they have a little bit more wiggle room with the budgets. They know that the videos are profitable. They're willing to put more money into it. But this is very guerrilla style, honey. We also filmed, like, that playground scene is Neil Patrick Harris's backyard.
I'm telling you, the gay mafia, all gay men in LA know each other.
Girl.
I'm telling you, it's with any other subculture. Yeah. Like I said, there's a vegan mafia, there's a sober mafia.
You gotta make do, honey. Yeah. You just find your village. But yeah, like, so I started doing some production work, but this time last year, like almost to the date, my last retail job let me go the day before my birthday.
Oh.
And I was just like, you know what? I'm done.
Yeah.
I have given a cool 5 or 6 years of my life to cosmetic retail. And at the end of the day, it doesn't mean a thing if you're not selling mascaras and lip gloss. Your artistry is not truly valued. All that's valued, end of day, is numbers. And so I was fired. I was let go. I didn't really have an option on that one. So, you know, so I was like, okay, we're done. I'm not doing this again. I'm not freelancing for bands. I'm not, you know, no. And then 2 days, and it was my birthday the day after. And then the day after my birthday, my kit got stolen out of my car, which is actually today's anniversary.
Right. Which is like how many thousands of dollars?
yeah. Thankfully, I worked in cosmetics. And so a lot of that stuff, I didn't have to buy, but I still had to, at this point, now that I didn't work in cosmetics, pay to replace.
Right.
But it was
because
the best
when you're
thing.
A makeup artist, you have to have every shade of foundation, every shade of concealer, every palette, every brush. And brushes are not cheap, the nice ones.
No, ma'am.
So this was a huge investment of your life gone instantly.
Oh, brushes that I had since day one that I'm just like, I'll never have that again. And they're discontinued. So I'll never have that brush again.
Getting stolen from is so painful.
Here's the deal. They stole other things out of my car. They stole my personal makeup, like my personal skincare and makeup bag. And that, I'm like, that sucks because I had honey.
Yeah.
Expensive, like creams, fragrance, all that.
Because you had that department store.
I don't care about that.
Good.
Right.
You had that good.
Good. But I didn't care about that. They stole my livelihood.
Yeah.
I had to cancel work. I had work that week where I needed to have a full kit. And it was gone. And I had to cancel work.
And you know that motherfucker just grabbed the bag out of your car.
And what are you going to do with
And
these?
He was like, what's all this? And just tossed it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, getting stolen from.
But it was the best thing that could have happened to me.
Oh, look at this.
It was the best thing that could have happened to me.
This is an Oprah moment.
Because for a lot of reasons, you find out who your friends really are. You find out what artists support other artists. I had people come out of the woodworks being like, this is my worst fear. And I'm going to help you. I had friends that like gave me stuff that were like, I can't give you money because, honey, I'm an artist too.
Right.
But I got product and I will give you stuff. And then my roommate did a GoFundMe, which was amazing. And that allowed me to buy all cruelty-free products. And so that was my transition. I was like, this is the perfect time. Like, new year, new me.
Yep.
Like, new life. I'm going to have cruelty-free products in my kit. And I'm going to start only using cruelty-free products. And then I made great connections. Somebody I'd met at a party once for NYX, my now really good friend, Cece, who's a makeup artist as well. And also does beautiful hair. She was just like, I'm going to give you, cause we met at this NYX party. She's like, here's the foundations I got at the NYX party. Like I actually got two sets of this. She's like, here, take them.
Yeah.
And she's like, and I'll give you work. And she did. And she really boosted my like freelance career this year. And I learned a lot about being a freelance artist. I learned a lot about set etiquette. I learned a lot from her, and it's the best thing that could have happened to me career-wise is having my kit stolen, which is still unfortunate, and I still weep for some things today. But it's made me a better artist. It's made me a better person.
Look at this. Like a phoenix from the ashes, you rose.
From like ash eyeshadows. Just like.
Yeah. Like a phoenix from the highlight powder, baby.
Honey.
Look at that.
Yeah. But what? It's the best thing that could have happened to me. I mean, obviously wouldn't nominate myself to get my stuff stolen again. But,
right.
You know, you find out who really supports other artists and other friends. And people that I idolized reached out to me and were like, I want to help you out. And I was just like, oh, you're talking to me.
Yeah, like, hi.
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Can you really briefly explain kind of how retail works in the sense of, like, commissions and some stores that have commission and some that don't, just briefly? Because I feel like that's something that's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Because I feel like for me, when I walk through Nordstrom or something.
Yes.
I immediately go on edge because I feel the salespeople yes. sharking around me. And mm-hmm. I get very uncomfortable because I'm very non-confrontational mm-hmm. and passive-aggressive. And so I'm kind of the perfect target. Like, you should have seen me when I bought my car. I was like the salesperson's dream. They were
Same.
Like, well, this car. I'm like, I'll take it. You
uh-huh,
know, like,
that's
just
me.
Like, no fight.
Literally.
I'm like, yeah, just get it. Here's a blank check. Just sign. So explain sort of, even if you want to name certain stores that did work through commission and don't, just kind yeah. of explain how it works
so
for people.
I've only ever worked at stores that are base plus commission.
Okay. What the fuck does that mean? I don't even know.
So meaning I will get an hourly rate
mm-hmm.
and then.
And is that normally a minimum wage or no? Higher.
Higher.
Okay.
So Macy's was a little above minimum wage. Bloomingdale's was well above. Mm-hmm. Like Bloomie's was cute.
Yeah.
Nordstrom. Competitive, but you get an hourly rate, throwing a number out, $18 an hour.
Okay, not bad.
Plus 3% commission on whatever you sell.
Okay.
So depending on what you sell, you would make that commission.
Right. If you're selling $350 bottles of perfume, honey, that adds up.
Yeah, it sure does add up. Now, some places like Macy's, you got 3% off of your line, like mm-hmm. 3% commission on your line only and 2% off of everybody else.
Interesting.
And you're like, girl, why?
Yeah.
So you weren't really motivated to sell other lines as much as your own. Bloomingdale's, Nordstrom, across the board, cosmetics, 3%.
That doesn't feel that high to me.
It is not that high.
Yeah.
That's why I was never really that pushy.
Right.
Listen, I know how I am as a person purchasing product. If I believe in it and if I feel like I have a bit of remorse not getting it as I walk away, I know I'm going to go back and get it.
Right.
Maybe not that day. But I'm going to go back and get it. And
yeah.
that's kind of how I handled myself, which was a good and a bad thing. It was a good thing because I built very strong relationships with clients.
And I think that pays off more
yes.
long term.
Because if you were like, oh, yeah, I mean, that feels great in the back of my hand, but if I need that eye cream, babe, take a sample.
Yeah.
I'll call you in a week. Like, and I truly want to know if this worked out for you, because then I want to know what works well for you. And
yeah.
I want to get you placed in something that is going to work well for you. Whereas a lot of people are like, you need to walk out with this today and you need to walk out with the most expensive eye cream. And that works well for them when they get that commission. But when that gets returned, that commission gets taken out. Honey.
Oof.
So there's no reason for that.
Because I feel like if you do push somebody far enough to buy it and then they get home and their husband, you know, gets
immediate
mad or they get mad.
Immediate buyer's remorse.
They send it back. Yeah.
And,
that's happened to me so many
and
times.
And every place has a very lenient return policy. So that's just going to come out of your commission,
right.
no matter what. So why?
That stinks.
It doesn't stink.
Like, hey, tap, 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 you owe us money now.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What about Sephora? They don't give commission,
right? So I've never worked at Sephora, and I've never worked at Ulta.
Mm-hmm.
They don't work on commission. And from what I hear, Sephora doesn't have individual sale goals. So it's the unit, honey. You know, we all work together. We all work to make this goal work.
Yeah.
Which is why I feel like a lot of people are very, very comfortable shopping at Sephora because
right.
it's a lot less pressure.
Right.
But that being said, I don't know. For me, I don't know if that's a better shopping experience because I can walk through a department store, and if somebody's a specialist of that brand, I know they have received a certain amount of training for that brand, and I know they'll have the most knowledge on that brand. And when they take back a return, and when they, you know, when something doesn't work out for you, they want to know why.
Yeah.
And they want to know why because they want to place you in the correct product because they want to build that relationship with you. And I just don't think that you get that at Sephora.
Right.
And there's nothing wrong with that. I think there's just two very different models.
Experiences. Yeah.
They have very different sales techniques. And not one is right for, you know, not one is better than the other. But for me, I'd rather somebody to be like, okay, so that eye cream didn't work out for you. You felt like it was too rich. I have this. This is less rich and has this, which might actually benefit you better in the long run. You may not get that somewhere else. You know, if somebody doesn't, and somebody doesn't know everything about every product at Sephora.
Right. There's
somebody
so
might
much
know
shit.
Somebody will know a lot. Don't get me wrong. They have product specialists that are like on it.
Right.
But, you know, I knew the ins and outs of Bobbi Brown. I knew the lipsticks by numbers, honey. You could be like, I need brownie lipstick. And I'm like, 23? Cool. And then I would go pull it. Like, because you have your time to learn everything about that. So, but, you know, it is nice to shop with no pressure. But if you get the right sales associate, if you get the right beauty advisor, there's not going to be a pressure. You know, they're going to be invested in your experience and your journey. And whenever I had those connections where I wasn't worried about the commission at the end of it, those are the clients that return to me once a week even.
Yeah.
I had a client that, like, she would only buy a lipstick from me, but she came once a week and bought a lipstick.
Yeah.
I had clients that would buy $600 to $1,000 from me, and I'd see them once a year.
Yeah.
Now, what connection do you value more?
Right.
Somebody you see on a weekly basis and they bring your dogs to come greet you, or somebody you see once a year and sometimes they send an assistant? Nah.
Right.
Like, I'd rather have the once a week girl, even if it's just lipstick.
But what's the incentive for a Sephora employee if you don't get commission? Like, what's, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got a job. I mean,
but that's what I'm saying. Okay.
If you guys also, you know, cosmetics, they sometimes, you know, you'll get stuff. Like, you do get free product. When brands come in here and say, hey, we're launching this, here's some goodies.
Right. Do they give every single person, like, the Sunday Riley CEO or anything?
See, I don't know. So, I don't, because I've never worked in a Sephora. Even
the Sephora honeys are going to email me, baby.
Please let us know.
Yeah.
But I would imagine, like, you know, when Hourglass would come and do a training, they'd be like, okay, we're expecting 20 people in this training, so we're going to bring 20 sets of primer. Dim, whatever. And they say, we're going to give that to everybody. And then I, as a business manager, got to decide, like, whoever sells Hourglass the most gets extra goodies.
That's fun.
Yeah.
Because it is a thing, like, I go into Sephora and I'm like, hey, have you tried this? And they're like, oh my God, yes. Because they all just got it. So they got to go home and play with it and see
Which
if they like
great.
It. And then
Which
they're more
great.
Incentivized to sell it to you.
Yeah.
Because they've used
Which is
it
great.
And
yeah.
they're
it's
excited
so fantastic.
About it. Excellent. Okay, let's do... I want to do what I'm calling MUA Q&A.
Yes.
And some of these are going to be faster questions than others, so this is going to be fun. Okay. So are there products that you use on literally everyone for every look? Like, absolute go-tos, must have, every single human, every face. I use this one fucking thing.
Eye patches, eye gels. And because it's not shade specific. It's
right.
not skin tone specific. Everybody can benefit from doing an eye gel. Like, I haven't met the under eye that didn't benefit from it. Like,
right.
myself included. I'm not very puffy, but I do have fine lines. And putting an eye gel on there
no,
for...
you don't.
Get out.
Edwin has, like, age dysmorphia. He's, like, 7 years old, and he looks like a fresh baby. And he's always like, oh, honey. I'm like, you're 12. Calm down.
I'm trained to,
call
like,
me when you're 33, okay?
I feel like I'm trained to hone in on, like, little things, and for that reason, I feel that way. But I've never met a person that didn't benefit from an eye gel.
And which ones do you use, baby?
Patchology.
Patchology!
Patchology.
That's what you use on me!
Yes! I've used a lot of eye gels. I've gone to Koreatown, gone been like, here, these are $20. You get 30 patches or 50 patches. I'm like, great, thank you. And I've used them on myself and I've used them on clients. Patchology were the first eye gels that I put on myself. And I was like, honey, this feels kind of active.
Yeah.
Like, it wasn't just cooling. I just felt like a little bit of a tingle. And then you actually felt that, like, hyaluronic acid kind of plump out lines. And I was like, hello, you are my new favorite eye gel.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they're pretty pricey, but it's your under eye, girl. Like,
I'm telling you, this is what I need. And that's what you've done to miraculously transform me.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, they're fantastic. It's worth the price point. I can justify spending more on skincare.
Mm-hmm.
I can cheap out on makeup But skincare is the first thing that goes on, and you only get one face. So that's where I'm willing to spend the coins.
Yeah.
Because it's for you. It's for your clients. So eye gel's my universal. It can go on everybody. And it catches eyeshadow because I'm a messy person.
And like, you do eyeshadow first.
I do eyeshadow first because I'm the fallout queen.
Yeah.
You're under... I'm just messy. That's just how I am. Some artists, wow. Like, I watched them and I'm like, girl, not one thing felt like... But me... fallout, guaranteed. That's just how I work, honey.
But the eye patches will catch it.
Eye patches
so
catch
they're
it.
Two in one.
And then you just take that off and you're like, boom, baby. That's it.
Listen, I'm buying some on the way home. That's a sell right there.
No, you're not. I brought you some.
Oh, honey. are there any makeup quote-unquote rules? For instance, brown eyes can't wear blue eyeshadow or yellow undertones can't rock rose gold or anything like that. Are there any like rules that are like you can't wear white shoes after Labor Day but for makeup?
No, I people will tell you that there is,
mm-hmm.
and I'm all for that, but I don't think those rules always make sense.
Yeah.
So, like, for example, when you go to, hazel eyes, like brown eyes, like when you go to the drugstore, for example, and they say, this is for green eyes.
Yeah.
This is going to pop those greens out. That didn't make sense to me because if they're always green and brown eyeshadows or something. And for me, if you put green and brown eyeshadow on a green and brown eye versus cool colors like pinks and blues, what's going to stand out more? Like, it's going to camouflage in with its environments, or it's going to stand out because of its, like, because of the purple. And so, like, hazel eyes, if I can pop in a cool color, I'm happy to do it. If it's just like a graphic liner that's like navy blue or a purple, then so I don't think there's really, really any rules except for hydrate, honey. Like, if you don't hydrate, even if you're oily, put something.
Yeah.
Because you have to have a certain amount of slip on the skin in order for things to go on well. And I can tell if somebody's not properly hydrated. I can tell sometimes if somebody had a glass of wine last night at dinner.
That's terrible.
Because their skin is so dry. Do you know what I mean? And putting foundation on top of a dry skin is like putting silk on asphalt. Like, I don't know what you want that foundation to do because it's dry.
Yeah.
Put on some proper moisturizer and make sure your skin has like a nice slip to it. And any foundation is going to be like a dream. And it's going to stay on longer because your skin's not absorbing it, thinking it's hydration.
Perfect answer. What are the things that you tend to see that are quote-unquote bad or quote-unquote wrong that most people do when doing their makeup? Like, do you ever, like, go to the mall and you're walking around and you just see somebody walk by and you're like, honey? Like, it's sort of like when I see... I used to be on an eyelash tech, as you know. And when I would watch TV, I would see bad eyelash extensions. And I'd be like, oh. Or in person. Is there anything you see people doing that is not cute that, like, we need to put the word out right now that they need to maybe stop?
God, I might get red for this, but, like, eyelashes can be a girl's best friend or the bane of your existence. And, you know, if you place an eyelash incorrectly, you're going to have a wonky eye.
Mm-hmm.
And I want everybody to know how to wear eyelashes. You know what I mean?
I'm like, guilty of this. I've had some problems.
No, you haven't been walking. I would have been like, girl, you're wonky. Like,
I think before you graced me with your knowledge.
But, you know, there are ways to go about that. There are ways to not necessarily have a wonky eyelash. Getting a eyelash with an invisible band, for example, like Ardell Demi Wispies or Ardell Wispies, you can see like the gaps in between the band, meaning it doesn't have like a full hard band. Mm-hmm. Those are super easy to place. They like just fall into the eye. Like, you know, you don't they're not as clockable as like a lot of like mink eyelashes, for example, have like this black thick band and they're beautiful.
But hard to get on.
They're hard to get on because the band is stiff.
Yeah.
The band is stiff and will lift.
Yeah.
And it is so easy to clock it. And so just wearing the right, rather than having a super fluffy eyelash, I'd rather layer two lashes with thinner bands and get that same fluffiness and that same volume, but it's not going to be as clockable on the line.
Yeah.
And I feel like that's one of the things that, like, I love lashes. Given the chance, I would put lashes on every single client. It's not always right for the client because film, you know, sometimes it doesn't call for it.
If you're doing like a nun scene.
Right. Why would she have a, you know, wispy
a
lash?
A fluffy strip. Yeah.
There's no reason for that. But given the chance, I love lashes. Lashes can make or break a look. But it's got to be the right ones. And I'm all about layering.
Yeah.
So like 747, small or medium, like short or medium, it's a generic style. Mm-hmm. Anybody sells, well, not anybody. Like Ardell doesn't sell 747, but like any beauty store, they just have generic numbers. And that's a generic number. That style will be the same whether it's red cherry or whether it just says 100% human hair. But 747 is just the style.
Interesting.
That is like my perfect base. And then I'll usually throw an Ardell Demi Wispy or Wispy on top of it. And it just looks like volume, but natural.
I think just
layering lashes, because you get multiple uses out of them. It's not one time. Layer a lash and you'll look so, it'll look so much more natural.
Interesting. What's your current favorite makeup trend and what products do you use to achieve it?
Ooh.
As we know, it's always evolving, isn't it?
It is. And I'm like, what's my favorite makeup trend right now?
What do you feel like you've been doing on a lot of people?
Okay, this might take some thinking. Because I don't always get to like, oh, honey, glitter. Glitter's been my thing.
Glitter!
In the past 6 months, I've been like, can we pop some glitter on this? Like,
yes.
I've been really feeling like a halo eye with the glitter in the center,
mm-hmm.
or just like a winged out, like kind of a, you know, winged out eye, and then just putting glitter through. Popping glitter on something is a quick way of just like upping the look. Making the look day to night.
Let's name some glitters, baby.
Those Stila liquid glitters are bomb.
Yeah.
I love Stila liquid, the liquid glitters. Mm-hmm.
I have Kit and Karma. No, I have Sea Siren.
I have Kit and Karma.
Yes.
Kit and Karma is like, I haven't met the person that can't wear Kit and Karma. Lime Crime, their Diamond Dews.
Mm-hmm.
Is that Diamond Dews? Okay. Their Diamond Dews are beautiful.
Yeah.
What I like about the Lime Crime ones versus the Stila ones, because I love the Stila ones, but the Stila ones are all one size glitter. The Lime Crime one has like 4 or 5 different sizes glitters. So it has like baby glitters that are like, you have to look really close to see them, and then it has chunky glitters.
Yeah.
And most of them are duochrome, so it has a shift. So depending on what lighting you look at it, it changes. And so I really, really, really like the Lime Crime ones, and I like the Stila ones. Like, the formula on those was great. But that's also why I do eyes first, because sometimes with liquid glitters, even though they're liquid, you get a little bit of fallout,
mm-hmm.
and you just get some Scotch tape, roll that glitter off the face, and then move on to the rest of the foundation.
I didn't know that.
Scotch tape will take glitter off your face very gently, because Scotch tape is not super adhesive. So you can just, like, roll Scotch tape around your, you know, your fingers, and then gently roll it. It'll take any loose glitter
off.
It's
like a lint roller for your face. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, when you do your makeup, and there's one goddamn little glitter on your cheek, and you try to get it off.
Then you scratch off your
concealer. And then you scratch off your face! Thank you. That's genius. Edwin, how have you not told me this yet, damn it? Very interesting.
Scotch tape.
Okay, so here are some basic licks. Tell me what products you would grab to achieve them.
Okay.
The smoky eye. And I'm talking brushes. How many fucking brushes does it really take to get a smoky eye?
Okay.
And which brushes? Because I feel like I use one because I'm lazy, but like I see YouTubers using 15. So like I sit in your chair and I'm not going to give you a color like you pick that vibe, but I'm like, give me a smoky eye, bitch.
Yeah.
What would you put on me?
So I think YouTubers and Instagrammers have, and I've seen it, like 50 to 100 brushes.
Yeah.
Which, good for you, girl.
Yeah.
I'm all about that life.
Yeah.
But when you're on set and you still may, I have 50 to 100 brushes at any given time with me on set, but I also have like 5 to 10 faces to do.
Right.
So I can't be using 15 brushes just to do an eye, honey.
Right.
So I'm like, if I can use 1 to 2 brushes, we're good.
Yeah.
So I will usually put an eyeshadow primer or a concealer down. Honestly, I haven't noticed a difference between like, a lot of times I use concealer as an eyeshadow primer because it's not formulated for that, but it works just fine.
Yeah.
I just need it to even out the color on the lid, and I need it to hold on to eyeshadow. So it does the job for me. So concealer on the lid, I get a brighter brow bone, like color. We'll just pop that on. Then I like to use, for smoky eyes, I like to use like a smudgy pencil.
Mm-hmm.
So like the NYX Jumbo pencils, perfect, because they come in a bunch of shades.
I know those.
Yeah, they're fantastic. I'm so spoiled. I didn't know you could sharpen them, but you can.
you were just throwing them out.
Yeah. or giving them to the client. Like, I'm like, here you go, keep that.
Well, they're not expensive.
Yeah, right, right. And but they serve the purpose very well. So I usually get like one of those like smudgy liners, then get I'll usually use synthetic brushes. I like synthetic brushes. One, because they're cruelty-free. Two, because synthetic brushes you could actually use for cream and powder, whereas natural brushes, you should really only be using them for powder. So if it's a hairbrush, it's going to hold on to all the product. So when you have a cream on a hairbrush, it builds up.
Yeah.
And it gets really, it's not great. Synthetic brushes don't hold on to anything. So I usually use a synthetic brush, kind of blend that out, soften it out, and then throw a shadow over it and call it a day. Smoky eyes are quick. And to me, like, smoky eyes means a brow, like, you know, a neutral or brighter brow.
Mm-hmm.
And something on the lid.
Yeah.
Like, that's a smoky eye.
Because you can do any color smoky.
You can do any
color smoke. I used to just think smoky eye meant black and gray. But you can do a sunset smoke. You can do yellow smoke.
Anything. Yeah. It doesn't have to be black. And often, black is too harsh.
Yeah. Okay, we kind of already answered this because I have glitter lids for a Mardi Gras bachelorette or an afternoon bukkake. But you already answered that, so I'm going to skip that question. Okay. The perfect matte lip. The perfect matte red lip.
Like, what's my perfect?
I'm telling you, I'm not loading this with that much. You have to take it to where you want to take it.
For a perfect matte red lip, I like to use liquid lipsticks. Because mm-hmm. liquid lipsticks, you don't necessarily have to use a lip liner for. And if I can cut back on having to reach for something or dig for something, I will. Plus, you could use a lip brush. Mm-hmm. And that's typically what I use because it's hygienic. A matte red lip, I use a liquid lipstick. If I had to name my favorite matte red lip, it would be Sephora brand.
Mm-hmm.
I believe they're like matte lip creams. And the color is 01. I think it's called Forever Red. It is such a universal red. I've used it on all skin
tones. I cannot believe that's your answer.
Really?
Well, just like, listen, no shade to Sephora, but like of all the lipsticks in the whole world, that's your favorite red, Sephora brand? It's just not that exciting to me. I mean,
I will show you a picture of somebody wearing it. It's a bright. It's like a cherry. It's a true red. If I had to pick something luxe that I could afford to buy all the time, Hourglass Opaque Rouge in the color Icon. It is the most beautiful red, and it does work on all skin tones. And that one was created by Madonna's makeup artist as like the perfect red. And for the longest time, and probably still today, that is the red that Madonna wears. So when you look at that red and you're like, oh, what is that? Hourglass Icon Rouge. Our Icon is the color. And then Opaque Rouge is the formula, like, because that's a liquid lipstick.
My mouth is agape. That is so exciting.
But Icon, they make it in all formulas.
Mm-hmm.
It is like their signature red. So they have it in all formulas and it's the same shade red. So you could use, they have it in a lip liner, they have it in a lipstick, they have it in a lip gloss, but.
This is exciting. Yeah.
I mean, Sephora's the one I go to because, honey, $14.
Yes.
But if I have the coins, then Miss Hourglass Icon.
What winged eyeliner do you use that could slice a bitch?
I'm bad. I will make any liquid liner work as long as it's a felt tip. I'm not a brush tip kind of guy.
Yeah.
I just never really got in the habit of them. And a lot of people can exclusively use the brush tip.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just not that person.
Yeah.
I like a felt tip. I feel like I have a little bit more wiggle room and a little more stability. NYX eyeliners are fantastic to me. There's obviously superior ones. Kat Von D, the tattoo eyeliner.
I love it.
Will not move.
Yeah.
Has the perfect shape tip. But as an artist, I can't use that same eyeliner on multiple people.
Right.
So when I have to buy an eyeliner for one person, I'm going to go with, you know, and I have multiple people to shop for, I'm going to go with something that is a little more lower end on the price. But given the option, like, so NYX is realistically what I use.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat Von D is goals.
Yes.
If I could use that Kat Von D, like, tattoo eyeliner, great. It's so beautiful. It's so dark black. It does not budge.
And she just announced on Instagram the new one. And can I read what you sent me?
Yeah.
So I was going to go through our DMs and have you like just like read all your responses and things because you just are a delight. So Kat Von D just this by the time this is out, it'd be a couple weeks. But she just announced that she created Lash Liner, which is just for tight lining. It's just made for your top waterline. And I sent you the photo and I wrote, fuck, in all caps. And then you wrote, fuck me up, sis, with 10 exclamation points. And each word has a period at the end. So it says, fuck me up, sis.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, that's my favorite response I've ever gotten from anyone.
Because I am so in the school of tight lining. Give me a tight line. Give me that top water line.
You're the first person who ever did it to me.
And I can't
in my whole life.
That.
Can you believe I did pageants? I've literally had my face beat more than any human being.
Yeah.
No one had ever done that to me.
I think a lot of people are nervous to do that because it is uncomfortable.
Yeah.
It is uncomfortable to have to do that with somebody else.
Yeah.
And you had I did it to you and you were thrown off.
Yeah.
And most people are their first time. But
I handled it. Don't lie.
Oh, for sure. No, honey. She's a pageant queen. You can do anything.
You can pimp and prod.
Just
nothing.
Let her know first and she's down.
Yes.
Like, you got to walk her through the steps, but Miss Jackie J will withstand it all.
Yes.
So, no. Yeah, you were definitely great about it. But getting that top waterline will lift the eye. It'll give you, and it's not like this for everybody, but sometimes you can look at somebody and see that blank space.
Yes.
On top.
I feel like you
have the
mine.
Darkest, you know, people will have like the darkest, most beautiful like winged liner. And then I see a little patch of flesh.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, ruined the illusion for me.
Yeah. Honey should have tight lined.
And now I got to check out that Kat Von D1.
Honey, get us on that PR list. Kat, you better call us.
That's my goal for life.
Same.
Like, if I could just be on that PR list,
same.
I would feel like the coolest kid on the block.
I mean,
because I know people that are on it, and I'm just like, you are the coolest person ever.
Yeah.
You are making everyday goth a goal for me. Because, like, growing up, I was very alternative, but I was just like, I'm alternative. I'm goth on the inside, but goth has to get a job. So here, let me wear this colored t-shirt. Or let me wear. But now it's like, you guys are who I wanted to grow up to be when I was a kid.
Yeah. I'm about it as well.
Yeah.
What highlight would blind a drag queen alien? I'm talking like intergalactic. What's the highlight that you put on when they're like, I need to blind a drag queen alien?
Saucebox has those loose highlights. And the reason I say that is like with loose powder. I mean, first of all, putting that on dry gives you glassy skin.
Mm-hmm.
Like just getting a brush and then putting that on will give you, and you buff it out, it gives you like that glassy skin look. That's what I used on you.
Mm-hmm.
But if you wet that, honey, you could see that from across the county.
Yeah.
Like, it is so blinding.
There will
so
be, like, flash
bright.
Flood warnings in your area.
Literally. They're like, was that lightning? No, Jackie just turned. Like, that's so, so good and so beautiful. And it's, you know, it's got the dimension. It's also got a little bit of glitter in it. Saucebox has beautiful, beautiful, beautiful highlighters. But, you know, they have the option of being crazy. But they also have the option of looking like skin.
Right.
If you just buff it into the skin. With a clean brush, it'll look like skin and just melt in.
I knew you were going to say that.
Because you wore it. And
yeah.
You were like, what is that?
But I wanted you to spread the word.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
If I want dewy skin like a baby fresh from the womb, what foundation do I wear?
Becca Aqualuminous. She's baby girl. I love Becca Aqualuminous. It just has... It's not got the most, it doesn't have the most coverage.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes if I need to build up coverage, I will put a light layer of something beneath it. But the finish on that is just beautiful. Like, it could make you cry. That Becca Aqualuminous foundation, the coverage is so gorgeous. Like, it's so beautiful.
You've used it on me twice, I think.
Yes.
Yeah.
And it's just, it gives the right amount of glow to everybody's skin. It gives you that glassy skin without it being overly oily.
Right.
So that's my go-to for that. And then hydration, like making sure you have good hydration underneath that.
Well, you just killed it.
Yes.
We're like,
did I pass the test?
We're like almost done and there's so much more to discuss. So
this is going to be a long episode.
I can't go that long. Real quick, let's talk skincare.
Okay.
Is it in this?
Yeah, go through my bag. I brought my bag, y'all.
Oh my God.
And I feel like it's a large bag for a man, but maybe I'm wrong.
But you know what? Who cares?
But who
You're a
cares?
Professional in the business.
Okay, you could dig through and then
okay,
ask
so
me
here's
questions.
Some Patchologies. These are night eye gels.
So
you wear them at night.
I just found out about these.
Yeah.
They are eye gels. They're similar to the ones for daytime, but these have retinol in it. Me.
Oh.
Retinol for nighttime.
Do they dry up overnight or you wake up and they're still wet?
So with these, you leave them on 5-10 minutes and then massage the serum in.
Oh, okay.
But I leave them on for 30 minutes
yes.
And then I just go to bed. So you don't leave them on in your sleep.
Okay,
you could leave them on as long as you want, but they'll fall off.
What is this? Ooh, a fragrance?
So,
honey.
It's Dead Cool fragrance.
Oh my God.
D-E-D cool. This is what I wanted for my birthday, and my boyfriend came through.
This smells amazing.
Unisex, and it's vegan, and it's cruelty-free. And what I love about Dead Cool, the one I'm using is Spring 05, is it smells like two of my favorite expensive-ass fragrances that I'm never going to buy because, ew, the price. And it smells like both of them combined.
Okay, what are those two? Because I'm getting some notes. Like, this is like, I'm getting like, I remember like a date, like I'm getting like frat party.
Honey,
like,
if you're
memories.
Dating somebody that smells like those two fragrances, marry them. Like,
well, what are they?
So, because they're also my favorite, like, so Killian makes, it's called By Killian or Killian. Mm-hmm. And he's actually the heir to Hennessy.
Ooh.
And he makes fragrances. And, the one that I love from him is called Straight to Heaven. Mm-hmm. It's his cocaine smell.
Okay.
So a lot of like Tom Ford has a cocaine smell. Like this to him smells like cocaine, and it's usually their bestsellers.
Oh my God.
Yeah,
I don't know anything you just said, but okay.
You didn't know that. So
no.
Sometimes fragrance makers that are like on the luxury end of things make fragrances that smell like cocaine. Or at least smell like what cocaine smells like to them. I've never done cocaine. I have a heart condition, so that is not an option for me. But
I've done cocaine once, and I didn't get a smell from it.
I didn't. I've never done it. But Straight to Heaven from Killian is his cocaine scent. And then
I'm fascinated by this. That might be the title of this episode, is Cocaine Scent with Edwin.
Done.
Because that's insane. I've never heard that. I learn something every day. Okay. Did you know that? No. Okay.
Yeah, nobody knows about the coke smell, but ask somebody in luxury retail and they'll be like, oh, the coke smell?
Or ask somebody who does coke.
Yeah.
Okay,
wow.
I'm going to send some texts on my way out of here and I'll update everybody.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then the other one it smells like, that I feel like it smells like, is Creed, and that one's called Aventus.
Okay, so I'd never heard of either of those. All my ex-boyfriends were Aqua Digio.
Okay, well, like, so, yeah, because let me tell you why. The freaking... Killian, for a 1.7-ounce bottle, is $260. $260.
Oof.
And let me tell you, last year for my birthday, I decided to treat yourself.
Yeah.
I bought myself a bottle, and that was stolen on the 20th. God said this was not meant for you.
Honey. And you know, whoever stole it, trash that shit.
For sure. And then the Creed one, I think, is like $300. It's ridiculous. Dead Cool, $69.
Yeah.
Unisex, vegan, cruelty-free.
And it's super cute.
And it's super cute. So that's my new fave. It's my new... I'm wearing it now, so after we're done, you can sniff me.
Okay, good. Done. All right, now let's talk... Ooh, Dr. Sturm!
Dr. Sturm.
So we're like Dr. Sturm's cheerleaders.
For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
So I'm holding the Sun Drops SPF 50.
The Sun Drops.
Okay, I need this.
So...
Dr. Sturm is a German company.
Yes, German company, and she's Dr. Barbara Sturm. She is a person, so there's a face to that brand.
She's super cute. I watch her Instagram.
She's super
she's
freaking
blonde,
cute.
Really cute.
And she does a lot of people's facials. So my friend Holly, she turned me on to Dr. Sturm. She works for Dr. Sturm, and she's an ingredients junkie. She's an esthetician, and she would not tell me to buy something unless it's absolutely fantastic. And so she introduced me to Dr. Sturm. And I have not looked back. Like, I'm using basically the whole collection. I'm using the cleanser, the exfoliator, and then both their serums. The Sun Drops, which are my favorite thing, because I mix those into moisturizer, and I don't smell like sunscreen, and it doesn't feel like sunscreen. It has changed my sunscreen life.
I want that.
And it's
that.
Like European standard sunscreen, which is better than US. And it's just, it's great. And I've been using this for maybe a month and a half. Like, it's not been too long. I went and had drinks with my ex because we're kind of friends, and he legit was just like, are you wearing foundation? I was like, no, it's just skincare. He's like, well, fuck you for having great skin, because it looked so good. And then somebody else...
Good skin is the best revenge, honey.
that's funny you say that, because after we broke up, he broke out for like 2 months. And
karma
was just
will
like,
get
he's
you.
Like, you cursed me.
Karma
and I was like, props,
you.
Honestly. I've gotten so many compliments on my skin. My mother, who does not dish out compliments, has been like, what are you doing to your skin? Dr. Sturm is like changing my life. Dr. Sturm's also organic and it's cruelty-free.
I will say, though, she ain't cheap.
She is not cheap.
She ain't
Again.
Cheap, honey. I'm going to just be real.
She's
but
not,
you get what you pay for.
She's
is that not true?
Ultra luxe.
There's this one product of hers that I really want that I've been watching her on Insta stories. And it's like the, I'm trying to find the name of it. It's like the protectant against pollutants.
Ooh, I love that.
And because it's like, I've only seen that on a few other products. Mm-hmm. And it's basically just, the air is disgusting, especially the air in mm-hmm. LA, and there's just shit floating around all over. And
yeah.
It protects your skin against those things because it's all very anti-inflammatory.
All
this
love.
Whole line, which is great because I wake up and I'm like, I'm puffy, I'm red, how the fuck do I get rid of it? Oh, anti-pollution drops.
Love.
I want that. I want some Dr. Serum anti-pollution drops.
What?
Put them in my cart.
Okay, if I
cart.
Could just mix that in the sun drops and then use my moisturizer,
that's what I'm saying.
I'm set for life.
I'm saying.
Like, I have never gotten this, like, I've used La Mer. I've used La Prairie. I've used Sisley. I have used, what was the other one? Natura Bise. I've used everything under the sun in the world of Luxe.
Yeah.
And their prices are ridiculous.
Yeah.
This, for me, is completely justified.
Right.
It is cruelty-free. It is great. It is fragrance-free. So if you're a sensitive skin, honey, and you can't do fragrance, the whole collection is fragrance-free. And it's really given me results. And I mean, maybe I'm just 28 and I'm spoiled, but I didn't get these results with other bit. Like, I didn't get that with
Sisley. I mean, listen, you get what you pay
for. I didn't
get
that with La Prairie. Like, I'm getting it with these products and I'm in love.
Where do you get Dr. Sturm? You can get it at Neiman's, I believe, and Barney's?
Barney's, I think Space NK. Space NK also has it, which is inside of Bloomingdale's or independently. And then Nordstrom has it. So love, love, love Dr. Sturm. And for my women of color honeys, she has a Angela Bassett collection that's formulated just for women of color.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Because she does Angela Bassett skin, girl.
Okay, stop. Stop. Yeah. I didn't know that because literally that woman has not aged.
So
she looks incredible.
So she does Miss Angela Bassett skin. And Angela's like, so how come why you don't have anything for me? Like, let's talk. And so she created a line. And it's the Angela Bassett collection. It's formulated just for women of color. I mean, I'm sure anybody could use it. But listen, everybody has options. Women of color now have something targeted, like formulated just for their skin.
Okay.
And I love that.
Angela Bassett, okay, so What's Love Got to Do with It? It was like a really big
Honey.
Movie to me because I used to sing that in pageants.
Mm-hmm.
So then she like kind of came back, like she's super big again right now.
Yeah.
And like, so she came back on American Horror Story and my TV, we've talked about it, it's not flattering.
Right.
She came on that TV. I literally thought What's Love Got to Do with It just started.
I saw Black Panther 3 times this weekend and every time she
looks
on screen,
incredible.
I gasped.
What a, she, it's,
it was an
she's
audible
a literal
gasp.
African queen! She's a literal African queen!
Not one line.
She looks, that Nothing. Was the perfect role for her because she's so,
honey,
her class,
oh.
her sophistication. Oh. I didn't even know she was in it because I avoid
I avoid
trailers.
Yeah.
And when she came on the screen, I was like,
it was an audible gasp for me all three times seeing it.
So she uses Dr. Sturm.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm gonna sell my platelets. I'm gonna sell my platelets. I'm gonna sell my blood, and I'm gonna get me a Dr. Sturm serum because they are not cheap. Let's be honest.
It is not.
This is Angela Bassett level.
But it's your skin, girl.
I'm telling you, it's
you get
worth
one
it for
face.
Me.
You get one face. You got one time to do this. So, like, you can mess it up or you can do it right and do it proper.
Okay,
so
Dr. Sturm face cream. Hi, honey. Can I have that? Thank you. Okay, hold on. We got it. We can't go all damn night. You're going to have to come back. What's this clear shave?
So this is from a brand called Menergy. Menergy, I use their clear shave and I also use their HD powder, which mm-hmm. is fantastic. So Menergy is created for men.
Okay.
Anybody could use it. But their HD powder, for example, takes into consideration that men produce 30% more oil than women. So it's a little more oil controlling. But when I put that on, it is like an instant filter. When I photograph with that HD powder, it is crazy. This is Clear Shave. Clear Shave is a 3-in-1, but basically it's a shaving cream
mm-hmm.
that's also an aftershave. And it's clear, meaning you can see what you're shaving. So when you're a dude and you have to like line up your beard, you put that on, you can see what you're shaving. And then tissue it off. You don't need water. You don't need to rinse it. It's its own aftershave.
Oh, my God.
It's all Gucci.
Because if not, you put the white shaving cream, mm-hmm. and then you, like, can't see.
And then you,
I mean, I run into that problem myself.
So when you're
with
on set, you don't always get the chance to, mm-hmm. like, be at a sink or be at water. I mean, ideally we would. But this is good for on set. You could just, or good for anybody. If you're in a pinch, honey, shave your legs, shave your face, do whatever. Shave what you got to shave.
Yeah.
But you don't need to follow it up with a rinse. And they're cruelty-free, and they're independently owned. It's a really cool brand. They're based out of New York, and I love, love, love their products. So that's what I use the most, and their HD powder.
Damn. Listen, you're changing lives.
I'm hoping so. That's the goal.
Tell me about... I feel like something got wet in my hand, so ooh, something is loose in here.
What?
That's okay. I don't know.
Okay. I'm sorry.
Something's wet in here.
What is wet? What's it smell like?
It smells really great, whatever it is.
Is it source? Because
no.
I just used that this morning.
Do not let that drain out.
No, honey. No. That's like, I prize that.
Let's wrap up because we got to get out of here.
Yeah, we talked about things to do.
We talked about, I mean, you've changed my life in several ways. Real quick, for everybody out there who wants to like kind of build their kit, step up their game, what is a good brush set that you recommend?
Saucebox Gold Digger brush set.
I just bought it.
I know, and I know it's so beautiful.
I haven't used it yet, though.
So, vegan cruelty-free brushes. So, Saucebox is all cruelty-free, and given the opportunity, is vegan. And I'm pretty sure they've converted almost everything to vegan in their collection. Woman-owned. She's Los Angeles-based. She's the coolest girl. You met her at
IMATS.
And truly has the most fantastic eyeshadow formulas, considering they're vegan, because sometimes vegan eyeshadow formulas do not have color payoff
as
others.
I've been really talking and researching the vegan thing. So when they aren't vegan, they have the carmine, which is the crushed up beetles.
Yeah.
When they are vegan, they just have the pigment.
Yeah.
And that can be really bad.
Sometimes.
And a lot of times, if they aren't bad, they'll stain your shit.
She don't do that to you.
Yeah.
So Saucebox is fantastic. And so she has a brush set called Gold Digger, which goals, and I'm digging it.
Yep.
And synthetic brushes, super, super, super soft. They're pretty luxe, but I feel like for how much were they? Like
$69.99.
So worth it. To get, what, a 10-piece brush set?
Yeah, something like that.
Get out.
They're great.
They're
I haven't used them yet, but you told me to get them because I needed brushes. I've been doing so much research.
We've been talking about it. And they have other brush sets. So they also have like a fantasy brush set that I think they're considering reintroducing, which is rainbow colored and beautiful and has a lower price point. But the Gold Diggers are beautiful and they're black and gold. It looks good in anybody's makeup bag.
Right. Let's tell everyone real quick about our lights. Because I'm telling you, Edwin keeps me young and he teaches me all the things. So when you did my makeup, we had this light set, this light kit. And I was like, this is like what all the influencers get. And I got one. So I just tell us like the brand. And
so the lights that I use, it's called Glamcor, G-L-A-M-C-O-R. And the reason I went with Glamcor, because there are other makeup brands and there's also ring lights. Everybody, you know, there's a lot of lighting systems available. For me in particular, I needed something where I could adjust the color of the warmth of the light bulbs. Because if I'm on set, sometimes they're filmed with a certain warmth of lights versus another. But the Glamcor is just perfect. It's two LED light strips. And the one that we have has a tripod in the middle where you could put an iPad, a mirror, an iPhone, or a camera. And it's just the perfect lighting system. Like, I've never looked bad in a selfie with that light.
No, it's everything.
So gosh darn forgiving, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. It comes with a bag. Like, it's just so smart for me to carry that with me on set always, because you never know what you're dealing with. And with my personal clients, if I go to somebody's home, some people's homes look like dungeons.
Yes.
They're beautiful dungeons.
Yeah.
But what am I going to do with
chic
this light?
Dungeons.
So what am I going to do with this like mid-century like romantic lighting? Like, no, I can't realistically create a beautiful face if I don't have the right lighting. So I always bring my lighting with me. And those Glamcor lights are beautiful.
And I just bought the Riki as well.
Ooh.
Which is like the little tabletop version.
Love.
And I love it.
I want the Riki. I want it. I don't need it because it's my face,
yeah.
But like, it's so good. It's a perfect size. I think it's
so lightweight. It's essentially an iPad, but a very lightweight, thin iPad that's a little bigger. And it has lights going all the way around it.
Yeah.
And you can brighten it, turn it down. You can Bluetooth it to your phone. So you can literally take pictures of yourself with it.
There's magnets inside of that mirror that give you the option to put a magnified mirror on it or your iPhone.
Yeah. It's so well crafted. It was worth every penny as
smart.
Well. I don't remember how much it was, but it wasn't that much.
It's worth every penny.
Yeah.
And if you're a Drag Race girl and you watch RuPaul's Drag Race on this season, I noticed all the drag queens have Riki mirrors on their stations.
There you go.
So they're getting ready.
Now we know
they're getting ready with the Rikis. And if it's drag approved, I'm using it.
Oh, and they also come in different colors. I think they have a rose gold one. I bought the white just because my bedroom doesn't have any pink in it.
It was the pink or the white. But
right. I went white. Just keep it neutral. You know, I have to share my space with my husband, unfortunately.
Yeah,
you know, he doesn't have his own room. So, okay. Thank you, Edwin. We have to get out of here.
Yes.
Tell everybody where they can find you.
I am on Instagram. It's Edwin Monzon, my first and last name. I can basically be found with anything, just Edwin Monzon. I just kept it simple. So Instagram, website, all Edwin Monzon.
And everybody, tell Edwin that you learned so much from him. If you want him to come back, we got a lot more to talk about.
Oh, girl.
So you got to tell him.
If you want live streams, we could do live streams, honey.
Oh, that's right. We do live streams sometimes.
Yeah, it's
Edwin and I did one in January.
Yeah, because you were getting ready for premiere.
For the Alone Together premiere, right, which I hope everybody's watching.
Honey.
Okay, so let's get out of here. You know what I need to tell everybody.
Yeah.
Cream your neck.
Cream your neck, keep your French fresh.
And keep your French fresh.